Colin McArdle in the morning.
It is my birthday show. It's my birthday today.
It is. So and thank you're probably wondering why I've not given you a birthday card.
Well,
or
I didn't want to say anything, yeah.
Yeah, well, I do have a wee birthday surprise for you. I've got somebody on the phone who would like to wish you a happy birthday. He's on line two.
All right, okay, line two. Let's see. Okay. Hello, who's that?
Can I ask your full name, please?
It's Colin McArdle.
Colin McArdle. Just a moment. Hang on a bit. Oh, yes. Your name is on our birthday honours list. Hang on.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! I know that theme tune. I know that theme tune.
Do you know who it is, Colin?
I know exactly who that is. It's my hero, it's Glenn Michael!
Yes, indeed. It's wishing you a very, very happy super birthday on the 18th of February. There you are, Colin.
Just like you used to do it on the telly when you read out the birthdays, wishing the kids a happy birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish I'd done you a painting. I wish I'd done a drawing for you, Glenn.
Well, you usually, if you don't get a mention, we used to send out a birthday card, you know.
That's right,
and
yes.
It said on it, I'm sorry your name wasn't chosen from our lucky dip for the birthday honours list, but I hope you still have a super birthday. And it had cartoon characters on it, and you were asked this, once your birthday's over, why not have fun colouring in my birthday cartoon character. So it was. We sent 16. I was called up to the office one day by the director of programs, and he said, "You're going to have to stop sending out these birthday cards." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because our stamp bill last year was £16,000." So. Anyhow, you haven't got a birthday card, but you've got a personal wish from me, Glenn.
Do you know,
Michael.
That
there
is just the best birthday present I have ever had. I couldn't wish for anything more. You are my absolute...
Glenn, I really wish that you could be here to see Colin's face, because the minute that he twigged it was you that was on the phone, he was like a little boy. His face just lit up like it was Christmas.
It's just my favourite memory of growing up was Sundays with Cartoon Cavalcade. And I think many people my age... You know, I'm 43 today. It's my 43rd birthday. And you were just our hero. We just so looked up to you and looked forward. You were the highlight of the week. We couldn't wait till Sunday afternoons.
Well, that's very nice. I get that a lot. If I don't get stopped about five times during the day, and it's mostly by grey-haired men. You say, I used to watch you when I was 6 years of age, which makes me feel absolutely terrible. But apart from that, it's really nice when people do that. So if anybody's listening... And they feel like having a word with me, I'd be delighted to speak to them. I never feel that some celebrities are so called, you know. Sort of brush people aside. I don't do that. I love to talk to people because people, to me, matter more than anything else in the world.
Absolutely. And have you still got Paladin?
Paladin, unfortunately, well, he's gone to Children in Need.
Lovely.
So he did. He ended his days doing some good for people. So there they are.
Brilliant.
So I'm sitting here quietly on my own. But I'd wish you a very, Colin, a very, very happy birthday. Have a super time, and I hope you have a lovely day, whatever you're going to do today.
Glenn, you've made my day. You've made my year. You've made my year. Love it. Thank you, Glenn Michael.
Thank you. It's lovely to speak to you, Glenn.
I'll play you out on my tune and you can fade me out, okay?
Thank you, Glenn.
Here we go.
Here we go.
There
he goes.